You're listening to KGOU. I'm Richard Bassett. A battle is brewing over local control and state standards for education. State Impact's Robbie Korth reports on new rules that could effectively end four-day school weeks in Oklahoma.
Y'all set up what you need to in the room. I don't know how to set anything up.
Erica Buzzard Wright is conducting her first press conference at the state capitol.
Hey, Daniel, do we want to put it?
The school board member and mother of three from Noble is here to defend the four-day school week, which she says has been a boon for her community. It's helped retain qualified teachers who like the shortened schedule, it's reduced absences for school and athletic activities on Fridays, and the schedule doesn't seem to have much of an impact on instruction.
And we adamantly oppose the removal of authority of locally elected school boards to do what they feel is right for their communities during this time of educational funding and teacher workforce crisis.
In front of television cameras and scribbling reporters, she says rules proposed by the State Department of Education are written to make four-day school weeks a thing of the past.
We believe that these rules as written are unattainable by design, and they present a discriminatory and antagonistic sentiment towards rural Oklahoma schools.
The four-day school week has been divisive for several years. The law that paved the way for these new rules was hotly debated earlier this year. Some legislators, including Republican Senator Marty Quinn, said a shortened school week is a business killer, and the state should make sure students are offered a full week of schooling.
We have to show the community that, you know, the millions of dollars that we're spending on education, that there is a return on those efforts, and we want it spent as efficiently as possible.
Of Oklahoma's more than 500 school districts, about 20% have a four-day school week. In the last decade, the abbreviated school weeks have exploded across the western U.S. Most are common in Colorado, Montana, Oregon, and Oklahoma. But because they're a recent phenomenon, any benefits or drawbacks are mostly unstudied. That lack of information is why Quinn says it's probably best for children to just stay in school for 5 days.
First and foremost, it should be about the kids. And we know that it's best for kids to be in the classroom.
The law that spawned these new rules is supposed to help with the quality of instruction and will measure all schools. State Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister says state leaders really don't want to take away the four-day school week.
It's really looking at outcomes only and saying you can have the innovation and the flexibility, but to go so very low, below 165 days, you need to be able to demonstrate as a safeguard for our students that they have their needs met, that they are growing.
The new proposed rules say schools will be granted a waiver to offer a four-day week if they meet certain criteria on their state report card. That includes performing at or above the state average for English and math test scores. High schools also need to be at the state average for testing and graduation rates.
Are we giving our students enough of an opportunity to learn for the long run? And that is not something that happens by just lengthening the school day to get through those 1,080 hours that are required.
Wright has used the state's most recent report cards to see how many schools could keep their four-day weeks under the proposed rules. According to her analysis, only 8 out of the more than 100 districts would likely keep the four-day school week. She says that's unfair, and she doesn't plan to let lawmakers forget.
So I think what you will start seeing happen are some town hall meetings before session starts where constituents say to the representatives and senators, if these rules do not change to something that is reasonably attainable, then if you don't reject these rules in the spring, we're going to reject you at the ballot boxes across Oklahoma in November.
The rules will be considered by the state's Board of Education in January and handed up to the legislature. Lawmakers can either approve those rules or ask them to be reworked. School districts will then have to apply for a waiver if they want to keep four-day weeks starting in fall 2021. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.